This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Deuce McAllister, former New Orleans Saints Pro Bowl running back, will join us. Top of the hour, he's now a color analyst on the Saints broadcast as we preview Redskins Saints. But right now, Game Show Wednesday, we're bringing back Junkerty, one of our original game shows.
By the way, we got to thank Bethesda Bagels, brought breakfast by. I'm eating just a ridiculous cheddar and bacon omelet.
Looks very good.
And then I got a little tuna here for later. We'll hook that up.
Did you ask for it for later?
Yeah.
You're unbelievable.
He's covering two meals at once.
I got to thank him. I'm having the salmon and the whitefish. I've got it on a plain bagel. Probably won't eat much of the bagel cakes because, you know, I like to keep my carbs low.
I understand.
But, God, it's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Bethesda Bagels. All right, yes. We're going to punch up two contestants. It'll be a one-category game of three questions. The way we start off is a jump ball between the two contestants. If they know the answer, they say their name. That's how they get control of the board.
All right. Let's go to Gary in Centerville. Hey, Gary.
Gary.
Hey, what's up?
Gary, are you a prize pick? It's okay if you are. I'm just curious.
Pick. Of course.
You are, of course. All right.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, at least he's honest. All right, I'm going to lock him in. And Tom Turley's a prize pick. All right, let's go to Mike in Alexandria. Mike, you're a prize pick, right?
No prize pick. First time, buddy.
Oh, really?
Look at that.
Okay.
Impressive. All right, fellas, the category
is for Mike.
Out of the league. There's a one-pointer, a two-pointer, and so there aren't ties. Five-pointer.
Oh, I like it.
Mm.
All right, we start off with the jump ball in the category of out of the league. These are NFL players who are out of the league. Say your name to seize control. I popped up this week in the news to say I could help the Houston Texans by playing quarterback for them.
Mike? Manziel?
No. Good guess, though.
It is not Johnny Manziel.
Good
Gary,
guess. Let's see what he did there.
Do you care to guess?
Don't have a clue.
Who'd
Sorry.
He say?
Don't have a clue. Oh,
it was okay. RG3. Yeah.
Right.
It was Robert, of course.
All right. Two-pointer. Oh. I was just named Citizen of the Year by GQ Magazine.
I have no clue.
Got to know that.
This guy's real newsies.
NFL player out of the league.
Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
What?
No. Out of the league. He's still in the league.
That's the point.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so this is for the game. If either of you can answer this question.
Two zilches.
Yeah, so they can get your name. So they can get the five-pointer. They haven't got the one or the two-pointer.
Does anybody want to bet they won't get
down,
it? This
Cakes.
Is the three-pointer.
I've dumbed it down. The CFL said I could play for them next season. Most recently, I was seen by the paparazzi partying with my girl in Hawaii.
There you go.
Name this NFLer out of the league. Ooh. Gary or Mike?
I don't even know it.
Bad.
All right, they don't know it.
You're
just
giving our audience too much credit.
All right, hold
it
on.
Was Johnny Manziel.
That's Manziel.
That one was
Jeez.
Manziel. Well, that was a long time ago.
All right, let's punch up two more contestants.
All right. Let's go to, I guess we'll go to Turley.
Tom Turley.
Total prize pick. Hey,
he's
Tom.
He's a loyal P1. Why
I
go
know.
Away from
oink,
him?
Oink, oink. Oink, oink.
Yeah, but he now lives out of the market. I don't even know if he really exists.
Do we even
at this
care
point.
About him? I don't even know if we like, care about him.
Hey, Beep. I have a podcast for you to watch or listen to,
All
The
right.
Grift. It's basically stories about, it's really good. It's stories about a girl that she talks about, like, people that deceive, you know, crooks and all this good stuff. You'll love it. Check it out.
People that deceive crooks.
She's a grifter.
Okay.
She's a grifter.
All right. And let's go to Dave in Springfield. That
sounds real interesting.
Dave, you're definitely a pig, right? You're a prize pig.
Definitely not. I may be a donk, but definitely not a prize pig.
All right, boys. Say your name. If you know the answer, that's how you control the board. The category is box office bombs. The one-pointer, George Clooney directed this bomb starring Matt Damon, which was in and out of the theaters recently in just a few weeks.
Your questions are too hard.
Nobody knows it. It's a bomb.
People don't even know.
So no one knows it.
Movies.
They don't listen to Kevin. No one cares.
You need to start taking notes during the EP.
Suburbicon.
Yeah, no one's heard of it because it bombed.
All right, we move on to the next one. Tom and Dave. Say your name if you know the answer. This remake of a TV show featured Dax Shepard as John and Michael Pena as Punch.
There you go.
Dave. Go ahead. Tom.
Dave?
Chips.
There you go.
Chips. All right. You have control. That means if you answer this question, Tom is frozen.
Here's
out, you'd
game
win.
Here's this in a nutshell, by the way.
Dumb.
Have you ever seen footage of the Hindenburg?
I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave, the five-pointer. Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy starred in this box office bomb about a legend and his sword.
No way.
Oh, my God.
They don't know.
That's too hard.
Hold up.
What's that?
Dave? Tom,
I got it. King Arthur.
Tom's a winner. That's a five-pointer.
Oh, I definitely Googled it. I mean, 100%.
That's okay. That's allowed.
A legend and a sword? King Arthur and a sword?
Then he should know it immediately. He waited 5 seconds.
He had to because Dave had control.
Tom wins. He gets a pair of tickets to see Georgetown take on Syracuse December 16th at the Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office. But win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. Get all of the details at thefandc.com/contests.
Tom only has to drive 3.5 hours to see that game.
All right, who's up next?
Both prizes are at Capital One Arena. So,
and don't you have to actually pick up the prize here now? We don't mail them anymore?
I think that's usually the case.
You know what? That's on them to
figure out.
Because
we're cutting back on costs.
You think you're not felted when you can't mail the prizes
cutting back
anymore?
On cups and postage.
Let's go to Jim and Arnold.
Hey, chances of him going to that game are zippy.
Yeah. I'm sure radio's a good business.
Jim and Arnold. In. What's up, Jim?
Hi. Just first-time caller.
Hey, buddy. All right. So I'm rooting for you. And let's go to Dave in Arlington. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. First-time caller, too.
What's no, up? You're
this
lying.
This is shocking news.
All right. Your category is Name That Saint, because the Redskins are playing the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. Say your name to seize control on the jump ball. I'm a silly running back from Tennessee who was drafted in the second round just this year.
Third
and I'm
round.
A fantasy monster.
But he's silly.
Wow.
Redskins play the Saints this week.
Okay.
And
big fantasy
my first name is
phone.
Also a chipmunk.
They don't know it.
Move to the two-pointer. That's Alvin Kamara.
This game is bombing.
This is the worst segment in the history of
this game is bombing so bad.
Their knowledge is horrendous.
Yeah.
Well, you've overestimated the audience's
okay,
knowledge.
Name that saint. I played college football at Purdue, and I'm a quarterback.
David.
Go ahead, David.
Drew Brees.
There you go.
All right, David, you can close the game out here with, I am the Saints' top receiver. I played college ball at Ohio State.
No chance.
If he doesn't know Kamara, he's not going to
know. God.
All right, Jim, you have a chance to steal. Dave didn't get it in time. Jim?
No clue.
Yeah.
Dave, you're a winner. What does he want?
You can't
Dave
blame him.
Gets a pair of tickets to see Dead & Company live in concert November 21st at the Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now through Live Nation and the Capital One Arena box office. Win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
There's no way they would have been able to nail Hollywood Victims.
No.
You guys
can we
play
do
play real quick?
Yeah,
I would love to play.
This is going
to
be a speed
in?
Contest.
Hollywood Size. Victims? Do you
I mean,
think
I
we
wrote
know?
It very easily.
Do you think we know?
Yes.
All right. Hollywood Victims.
This former Aaron Rodgers flame alleges producer.
Olivia Pettis. Munn.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No, I should have saved.
Got it.
All right. See, because I gave clues at the front of this.
Mm-hmm.
This actress, a famous Kentucky fan, help
take
draft.
It.
Damn it.
Ashley Judd.
Judd, yes. Damn it.
Damn it.
And this former Redskin turned actor alleges.
EB. The linebacker. He was
Takes.
So I said I get 3 seconds
I'm just,
to
I'm just
noodle
jump,
it.
I'm just jumping in.
The guy's
when
an
you miss
artist.
It.
He's a big wrestler. Terry Crews.
Damn it.
Terry Crews.
What did he claim?
He alleges
somebody
a Hollywood executive
Bozak.
Grabbed his package.
Why didn't he just pummel him?
In front of his wife.
So stupid.
In front of his wife.
That is dumb.
At a party.
Not that stupid. I've done that to Horsey 100 times.
Yeah. That's not harassment.
I'd say you more flick it
than
grab it.
He was saying also the dude was making weird tongue gestures towards him.
Was it Jameis Winston? It may have been.
All right, well, maybe that. I'd be more freaked out by that.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird, too.
Drab was going like that to you.
Or if you were
segment bombed.
By the way, why would anybody do that to Terry Crews?
I don't know.
They're horny.
I guess.
Wanted to see if he was attractive.
Because
do you think he's not an attractive guy?
I'm saying he would just pummel you.
He's a big dude.
Not if you want a role. Not if you're trying to get a role in Hollywood. You might not.
I don't think so. I don't think he would. Well, maybe not.
All right, coming up next, we'll preview Redskins Saints with the former Saints Pro Bowl running back, Deuce McAllister, here on the Junkies.
Deuce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.